Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Phibbs is with us, too. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob is, he's known as the retail doctor. He's a guy who helps companies like yours and mine, especially retail, especially the hospitality industry, and those folks all around the country, halfway around the world, put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He's written a number of books on the topic, including You Can Compete, now in second edition, also The Retail Doctor's Guide to Growing Your Business, and he's a great member of our Brain Trust. Bob Phibbs, welcome to the welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Great to be here.
One of the things you work on, Bob, that you talk about quite a bit when you're helping people sort of break down the things that get it that we're not capable of getting out of our own way. We're not capable of, you know, the marketplace is enough of an impediment without us putting up barriers for ourselves. One of the things you talk about are what you call the four personalities.
Yes.
I'd like
yes.
for you to talk, tell the audience what you mean by that.
Well, you know, let's go back a little bit. The, you know, in the 70s, it was all about people were either left brain or right brain. You're either creative
right.
or you're a numbers person.
Right.
And then it kind of, then we kind of...
A right brain person is a more creative. Left brain is more of an engineer.
Yeah, yeah, and that was kind of interesting if you took that test. And then it was like, oh, in the '80s was the astrological symbols. Oh, he's a Taurus. That's why he's so stubborn.
What's your sign? What's your sign, Bob?
I'm an Aries. I'm a fire sign.
I am a Taurus, actually.
See, and you know that's interesting, but. It'd be a little creepy to walk up to a customer. So, what's your sign? I mean, it'd sound like you're at a cheap bar. So,
right.
You know, then came men are from Mars and women are from Venus, and oh, it's about being, you know, your sex thing. And the more I realized and researched this, the Greeks had it right. They called it the four temperaments. I call it the four personalities. But there are four personalities based on two groups. So, the first group are the thinkers, and the thinkers are. Two personalities, either the driver or the analytical. For a driver, just think of Gordon Ramsay in Kitchen Makeovers or Kitchen Nightmares
right.
or Hell's Kitchen or all
right.
his other spinoffs. He's pretty blunt. He'll tell you exactly what he's thinking. Think of Condoleezza
Rice.
Everything
has to be logical. That's a left brain. That would be a left brain
well,
type.
Well, it is, but it's also about them. There's very difference between them and the analytical. So they're the ones that want the awards. If they're in a church group, they'll be the one leading
the highly competitive
small
ones.
Group. Really, yeah. Then the second part of the thinker
might even border on being a jerk.
Okay, I'm a driver. Don't call it that.
Well, I was about to say like a talk show host.
Drivers are only 6% of the world, and they have less risk than their other one, part of the thinkers, which is the analytical. So analytical, think of Spock on Star Trek. Think of any guy
okay.
on This Old House. Think of a surgeon, a car mechanic. They have a very logical way they process information. And so, you know, just the facts. That really is the way they think. That's very different than the driver.
Right.
But a lot of analyticals run businesses. So you talk to people like, well, this just makes sense, and people don't always see it that way. But even then, analytical is only about 32% of the world. So combined thinkers, drivers and analyticals, 38% of the world. The bigger market... bigger group are the feelers, and they're made up of two personalities, either the expressive or the amiable. And if you're listening and you're driving, you can go to retaildoc.com and take the personality quiz, and that'll give you a sense of what you might, you know, be seen as.
Right.
But the expressives are, think of Jimmy Buffett in Margaritaville.
Right.
Think of Jack in Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
Rose, let's go to the front of the boat and put our arms out, and then
right.
we'll go running up to be with the first class. Then we'll run down and be with the poor class. It'll be great. I mean, they're the spark plugs of businesses. They're only about 9% of the world.
Right.
And
what color? And when you meet somebody who's an expressive, ask them what color the sky is in their world.
Well, they're very they're also, in some ways, they're like a driver. They're very me-oriented. They're not project-oriented, though.
Right.
They're kind of flighty. They'll go from one thing to the other, and trying to focus them down can be a little bit.
And, and you definitely want to invite them to your party, but you might not want to follow them into battle.
Well, it would be rare to find them. It would be rare to find them at the front. They're not a leader. They're not the one you'd listen to.
Because they don't want to get hurt. Go ahead.
That's right. And the last group are the amiables, and amiables are about 53% of the world. So think
53.
Of Marianne.
Wow.
Think of Marianne from Gilligan's Island, or Norm from.
See
Tears.
That, and or me. I'm
You are not an amiable.
Oh, come on, Bob.
I'm
definitely an amiable.
No, you're talking over me. Amiables would never do that.
I'm a roll with a flow kind of guy.
Hardly. You're a driver, more than likely. And amiables are the salt of the earth. They're nurses, teachers. You know you're dealing with an amiable when their office is full of a bunch of pictures of their dogs and their vacations and their kids and all that stuff.
Do they have little? They have little fuzzy things on the top of their pens, and they put circles and hearts over their eyes, or is that what they do that?
Well, that could be expressive, but the amiables are really focused on family and friends. And so here's where all of this comes to play. If you've been following, I know it's a little hard to get this really quick, and I do explain it more in my book.
This is going to be on the test, folks. I'm taking notes. Go ahead, Bob.
But here's the problem is I don't care what personality you are, you pretty much just hire that same personality. That's the first problem. You're comfortable with who you are, and more than likely you have stopped hiring any driver because they are pretty – they want control and they'll challenge you, or we have stopped hiring any expresses, and they're the spark plug to your crew. So what you're left with is a bunch of amiables and analyticals, and both of those want no risk in their life.
Yep.
So what is the worst thing somebody has to do in your retail business or your small business? Go out and talk to the customer. They don't want to do that. That's why they hang behind the counter. That's why they're texting their boyfriend or girlfriend, because we don't want any problems. Well, sorry. You need all four personalities.
There are places for. I'm looking at this list of four groups, two macro groups, and the two of each under each one of them. Yes. And there's a place for every one of those people.
Absolutely.
In most businesses.
Yeah, but most of us have gotten into. Expresses are hard to manage. I won't kid you. But if you have a restaurant and it's not full of expresses, you're dead. Because the expresses are why we'll come back. We want to meet Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Jane's great. I love Jane. Is fabulous. She's a lot of fun. And the all the other personalities, because otherwise the last part this falls into, Jim, is that you tend to wait on people like you. So that means that you've pretty much have decided these other people aren't as good as you.
I love people like me, Bob. Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Bob Phibbs is our guest. Fascinating stuff on personalities, folks. We're gonna incorporate this into our businesses a little bit more after these messages. Stay with us. Little Robert Cray bringing us back, My Favorite Blues Man, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. I hope you use it to your advantage. Lots of good stuff there. On the homepage, you can get to everything that we have. The blog, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, our knowledge base, my newsletter. Please subscribe to that. I think you'll like it. We'll send that to you by email on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. You can open it whenever you want to. And also, we also have a poll question. Every week we post a different poll question, which we'd like to know how you feel about that. So check it out on the homepage there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And when you click your answer on the poll, you'll see exactly how the things are going, how the poll's going so far. Bob Phibbs is our guest. He's the author of You Can Compete, second edition, which means it's a very successful book. Also, The Retail Doctor's Guide to Growing Your Business. Bob, tell us how we can find you and your books.
Well, you can Google me, of course, and find me just about anywhere, but check out retaildoc.com. You can see some of my videos when I've been on TV. You can check out the free resources, download a free chapter of the new book, take the personality quiz, and even find out whether this is the right time you should fire someone.
You know, Bob, I Googled notorious drivers, and your name was out on top. It was number one out of 80 million. You were number two, and I was number two.
You were number one. You know, my first book, I actually said that I fired somebody on Christmas Eve. See, that's a total driver.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's cold, Bob. So, folks, we're talking about the two major personality types, thinkers and feelers, under which of each there are two subsets. The thinkers have the drivers and the analyticals, and the feelers have the expressives and the amiables. And Bob, in the previous segment, you broke all this out for us. How do we apply this in practical use in our businesses?
Okay, so here's the challenge we have. If we understand those things, then you can understand, A, who pushes your buttons, and B, who you probably have continued to put up with because they're like-minded. You know, for example, if, as a driver boss, I tended to hire, when I didn't understand all this, I would tend to hire a bunch of amiables because they would work and do what they were told.
And they wouldn't argue with you. Yeah.
So that's great. But I found that when I got an expressive and someone that pushed my buttons, and, you know, this one guy who I talk about in the book, who always had these oh my God moments, like when the woman walked in, she picked up a vest, she goes, how much is this? And he goes, more than you can afford.
Oh.
It's like, oh my God, he didn't just say that. And she goes, how do you know how much I can afford? And just, this is the way expressives are, they're very charming. He said, well, I saw those packages you had in your hand, I figure you maxed out your credit cards. And she ended up buying the vest from him. So here's what's so great, is they can get out of those situations, even if they get into them. That's hard for most of us.
Yeah.
So it's like, uh-oh. So just if you understand that, then you can make your hiring choices and realize that, you know what, I'm probably weeding out a lot of the thing that makes me a vibrant business. And I think that's the small business aspect of why people come to your small businesses, because of the good personalities. Because if at the bigger, you know, the big boxes and, you know, the Macy's and the Home Depot's and that stuff,
right,
in the world, chances are that they are only hiring people that will be quiet.
But
so
I can see where,
like them. Huh?
I can see where a driver or an expressive, either one would be a good, could be a good salesperson. What do you think?
Oh, they're the best salespeople because the number one thing is they aren't afraid of risk.
Right.
And it doesn't mean we're talking about, you know, people who are used car salesmen. Those of you who are listening, I mean, that's just an aberration.
But you probably will need to get somebody to help them with their paperwork because they're not going to finish it probably. And
well,
and the analytical person, if you are working on a project and you, by golly, want to make sure you get to the truth and the real answer on that, you need to give it to the analytical, don't you?
Well, exactly. You know, when I was doing the book, the very first chapter, I gave to two of my analytical friends and I said, just show me where it goes. And they said, well, this doesn't go here, this doesn't go there, this goes there. And I was like, perfect. That's great, because I honestly thought that I had the idea, but I knew that they would take it logically, and so because of that, I think it just reads better. So again,
right,
just realizing that this is a strength of mine. I am a project-driven guy. I tend to want credit, but I also need to have people to make sure that I speak to all the other ones. So the message for all of you is that you need all four, and even if you are a strong driver like a Donald Trump, you still have to be a chameleon if
right,
you want to get around
that's
in this world.
That's the key. And that brings me to the next point in the minute we have left. Every one of these groups, folks, these are all your customers too.
Yes.
Doesn't anyone who deals with a customer, whether it's customer care or selling, we've got to figure out pretty quickly when we're selling, when we're communicating with them, which one they are.
Yes.
And that's where the chameleon comes in, right?
Yeah, and that's why you want to teach it, so that you can say, they're like Norman Shears, or you teach it in ways people can get a read in 30 seconds, because that's all you got. You
right,
can't ask them their sign or
right,
make snap judgments. Oh, they've got kids, they must be a feeler. That doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Once they start talking to you about what's important to them, you know, a driver's got to come in and go, don't BS me, what's the best? I just
right,
want to get in and out. And understand that. Whereas an expressive wants to know there's 150 ways. You know, if you're selling kitchen cabinets, Jim, you don't want to tell them everybody else has it. You want
right,
to say one of the things you can do is mix and match the dark cherry with the light oak, and it'll make your kitchen unique just for you. They're like, great. You say that to an amiable, they'll hate it. They
right,
want to be what everyone else is.
And of course, then there's the driver who walks in and says, hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Bob Phibbs, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Bob, give us that website quickly one more time.
It is RetailDoc, with a D-O-C as in cap, .com.
Thanks, Bob. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.